This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Sunday it was seeking another round of European Union sanctions against Moscow and more military aid from its allies as it braces for a major Russian offensive in the east of the country. Russia has failed to take any major cities since it launched its invasion on February 24th, but Ukraine says it has been gathering its forces in the east for a major assault and has urged people to flee. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Twitter he had spoken on the phone with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz about additional sanctions, as well as more defense and financial support for his country. In a video address late on Saturday, Zelensky renewed his appeal for a total ban on Russian energy products and more weapons for Ukraine. The EU on Friday banned Russian coal imports, among other products, but has yet to touch oil and gas imports from Russia. The airport in the central Ukrainian city of Dnipro has been completely destroyed in fresh Russian shelling, a local official said Sunday. Quote, there has been another attack on Dnipro airport. There is nothing left of it. The airport itself and the infrastructure around it has been destroyed. Rockets keep flying and flying, the head of the city's military administration said on Telegram. He added that authorities were seeking to clarify information about the victims. He said the attacks on the city, which lies on the banks of the Dnipro River, intensified on Sunday. The industrial city of 1 million people has been targeted by Russian forces since the invasion, but has so far been spared major destruction. The announcement comes as Ukraine anticipate a renewed Kremlin attack on the east and south of the country. This is VOA News. Rebels from the M23 group on Sunday announced their retreat from villages captured in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo last week following clashes with government troops. Fighting between the rebels and soldiers flared up Wednesday after several days of calm, and the M23 rebels took control of around a dozen villages, local sources said. The M23 took the decision, quote, to withdraw once more from its newly won positions to allow for its concerns to be addressed through open and fruitful dialogue with the government. The group said the M23 claims, quote, never had the intention to capture areas to run them. Our only motivation is the peaceful resolution of the crisis, it said in a statement. But it was not confirmed by midday Sunday whether the withdrawal from around a dozen villages had taken place. The M23 was born among former members of a Congolese militia that was once supported by Rwanda and Uganda. Mexicans began voting Sunday in a divisive national referendum championed by President Andres Manuel López Obrador on whether he should step down or complete his 6-year term. While recall elections in other countries tend to be initiated by political opponents, Mexico's vote is the brainchild of López Obrador, who enjoys an approval rating of nearly 60%. The 68-year-old president, who was elected in 2018, attended a polling station near the presidential palace soon after voting began. Supporters of the referendum say it's a way of increasing democratic accountability, but critics see it as expensive propaganda exercise and an unnecessary distraction from the many challenges facing the country. Authorities in El Salvador have arrested more than 9,000 suspected gang members in the past 15 days, its president announced Sunday, amid a state of emergency pushed by the president after a spike in homicides. From March 25th to the 27th, El Salvador, 87 people were killed in a wave of violence. On March 27th, the pro-government Congress approved a state of emergency. Since then, they have been arresting gang members in what has been criticized by local and international humanitarian organizations for alleged human rights violations. Recapping our top story, Ukraine said on Sunday it was seeking another round of European Union sanctions against Moscow and more military aid from its allies as it braces for a major Russian offensive in the east of the country. Russia has failed to take any major cities since it launched its invasion on February 24th. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.